Simon & Schuster Audio presents Tiger Woods by Jeff Benedict and Armin Katayan. Read by Roger Casey. Prologue. Standing between two gravestones, Mike Moeller drove a posthole digger deep into the dirt, twisting it like a corkscrew. It was Friday, May 5th, 2006, and warm temperatures had softened the earth at Sunset Cemetery in Manhattan, Kansas. Clump by clump, the balding 44-year-old sexton meticulously dug a grave, piling the dirt beside it. In 24 hours, the ashen remains of the city's most famous son would be laid to rest there. Hardly anyone knew the burial was happening, and Moeller aimed to keep it that way. The night before, Moeller had been home watching television when his phone rang. It was about 9 p.m., and the caller didn't identify herself. "We have a burial coming your way," she said. An odd way to begin a call, thought Moeller, especially one made to his home at such a late hour. "What's the name of the deceased?" he asked. "I can't tell you that," the woman said. "Well, I can't help you if you won't give me a name," he told her. "I can't do that unless you sign confidentiality papers," she said. Moeller told her that wouldn't be necessary. The state had required him to sign documents promising confidentiality when he became a sexton 17 years earlier. "I need to know who I'm burying to even know if they have a plot here," he said. She assured Moeller that the deceased had a burial plot. Then Moeller heard a male voice in the background say, "Just tell him who he's burying." "I'm calling on behalf of Tiger Woods," the woman told Moeller. "His father has passed." Lieutenant Colonel Earl Dennison Woods died of a heart attack at his home in Cypress, California, on May 3rd, 2006.